So Asperger's in adults. I'm talking about Asperger's in adults and specifically talking about obsessive topic of interest. Now, I want to talk about obsessive topic of interest because I love this, because obviously I have an obsessive topic of interest and I love talking about my topic of interest, which is obviously, you know, because, well, I'm on the spectrum and that's what I do. So I'm going to talk about what is an obsessive interest, like what is that? Then I'm going to talk about an example of like obsessive interest in people with an autism spectrum condition. And then right at the end, I'm going to talk about how this can actually be beneficial, not only to you, but to the greater scale of society at large. Okay, so basically, what is it? Obsessive interest or obsessive topical interest. It goes like this. Because of the way that the autistic brain is wired, people with an autism spectrum condition will usually have an obsessive topic of interest or an interest of topic that they dive into obsessively and know every single thing about. It's because that they find comfort in routine, that they find comfort in looking for something that will stimulate their brain in a way that it's rhythmic for routine, but it also has this kind of educational pattern. There's something that they can learn from it because the autistic brain always thirsts for learning, and you know, people who are autistic love learning new things or love learning things in general. So I love learning stuff about science and like geopolitical economics and things like that. And so I'm really into conspiracy theories and aliens because this is kind of like my passion for science, because I'm also a scientist, coming into play with my passion for wanting to learn new stuff, because I'm always wanting to learn new things. And that is how the brain is kind of like thirsting for that knowledge. So with a person who is on the spectrum, they will have a topic of interest that they are obsessed with, that it could be absolutely anything. And then we'll talk about examples of it in a minute. And they could just be completely obsessed with it. They'll know everything about it. They'll want to just learn it constantly. It'll be their go-to thing. It'll be almost like a comfort blanket, if you like. There'll be a wealth of information on this topic. And they may actually become an expert in this field because of the way their brain is wired, and I think that's an amazing thing. So, examples of this, like what is an example of an obsessive interest? So for me, aliens, conspiracies, and all that kind of stuff is an example where this is what I would do. Any downtime I have where I'm not like working on my YouTube stuff, I'm researching like UFOs, I'm looking for like documents and going to NASA and, you know, looking at what freedom information stuff that they've actually released, and then I'm looking at forums for what people are saying about, oh, you know, I don't know, web hackers who found stuff on documents about UFOs. Then I am buying audiobooks and books about it. I'm downloading tons and tons of PDFs on those specific subjects and listening to podcasts talking about those aliens and those alien experiences. And then I'm going out to sites that have like had alien activity and looking at those and studying pictures in my local area that have had alien activity and getting really involved with that. Then somebody asks me, hey Dan, what are you up to? And I've been saying, oh, well, you know, I've been looking at alien patterns in the sky, and I'm like talking about it for hours, and I could literally look at the person and just bellow out for hours and hours and hours stuff about aliens, UFOs, geopolitical kind of like sciences and stuff like that. And that is an example of like an obsession. For instance, a friend of mine knows somebody who is on the spectrum who is obsessed with Marilyn Monroe, and big shout out to Marilyn because I have a tattoo of Marilyn Monroe here, so you can see her here. And Marilyn Monroe was a fascinating character, and she had a very interesting history and all the whole life and death thing. But the most interesting thing is the guy that we know was so obsessed with Marilyn Monroe, he even went to like where she used to live, and you know, flew to America, went to the house where she used to live, went to the place where she used to live, visited the areas of where she visited, has every book on it, you know, on her life and death, every autobiography she'd ever kind of released, any kind of anything to do with Marilyn Monroe, he has it in a memorabilia format. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's cool. I think it's healthy. I think it's nice to have a topic of interest, you know, and it could range from anything. So those are some like topical examples of popular culture, but people could be obsessed with camera lenses, right? And you could be like the most knowledgeable person on a camera lens, and not specifically a camera guy, but just a guy who knows a lot about camera lenses. You could be somebody who knows everything there is to know about drill bits or screws or screwdrivers, and there's nothing wrong with that. You could get obsessed with absolutely anything, and that is like people on the spectrum have obsessions. They usually cater around things like Doctor Who or sci-fi or sciences or maths or whatever, but it could be absolutely anything. It doesn't always have to be those things. It's just those things keep coming up time and time and again, like Comic-Con and comic books and, you know, sci-fi and Star Wars and Game of Thrones and all these things. So, you know, and this is no exception. This is Asperger's in adults if you're male or female. everyone has this specific like topic of interest trait, if you like. Okay, so enough about kind of like the types and topics and all those kind of things, but how is this beneficial to anybody other than just pleasing the self of the person who is exploring those topics? Now, this is beneficial in a simple way. Let's put it this way. Microsoft, for instance, knows that there are a large number of autistic individuals who are very good at computer programming because they become obsessed with it and they learn everything there is to know about it. So now Microsoft have a program where they specifically hire autistic individuals to work for them because they are going to be the most knowledgeable people on that platform, showing other people how to do things that probably they've never seen before. For instance, with myself, I'm obsessed with search engine optimization and how to optimize content on social media, so much so that when I was doing a talk in the autism ball for the National Autistic Society a couple of weeks ago, I was actually approached by a firm, a marketing firm, who wanted me to come in and do a bit of a talk about that, my obsession with SEO. Could I teach them some stuff? Could I show them some things? Could I do a talk for them and their staff? Could they learn from me? And so I went there and I did the talk, and because I'm obsessed with it, it wasn't really hard work. It was just me talking about something that I'm obsessed with and I absolutely love. I just can't get enough of those specific topic of interest. And that was just fascinating. Also, another version of this is where it led to me making a video on aliens and conspiracies. I'll leave that in the link above here as well, so you can see that alien conspiracy video if you want. And let me know if you want to see more of those, because if you guys are returning subscribers, big shout out and a big hello to anybody who's new. But the people who are returning, who are my superhero squad, the Aspergill superhero squad, thank you so much for returning. And let me know if you'd like to see more alien conspiracy kind of videos. So, how is this valuable? Again, looking at things like Nikola Tesla, Albert Einstein, Bill Gates, Eminem, to say name a few, people on the autism spectrum who are contributing to our society with their specific topic of interest, who are pushing something forward. I also love making videos. This is kind of like one of my interests as well, is making videos, making YouTube stuff, which ties along with SEO and things like that. So it's adding value to society on just like an amazing scale. That is amazing. Having people who are interested in something so much so that they are adding mass amounts of value in scalability to society is totally worth it. So I am just honestly just obsessed with loving the fact that autistic individuals have obsessions. I love it. I think we should always encourage it. Parents come to me sometimes and ask, Dan, you know, my kid's really interested in Minecraft and gaming and obsessed with gaming. What should I do? I say, well, encourage it, because maybe they could become a game programmer. Maybe one day they can review games for a living. Maybe one day they can be a consultant for a gaming firm. You know, you never know what opportunities lie through obsessional interest with somebody who knows a lot about a good topic and a good subject.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.